Great Destinations Radio Show with Kerry Jones.
What about having a swimming break? This week on Hobby Holidays, we'll learn about open water swimming vacations in both warm and cold water locations. John Conyngham Rowles is the chief exec of SwimQuest. For 14 years, his company has led swimmers to destinations as diverse as Cornwall and the Maldives. And the company hosts swimmers of all abilities.
If you can swim 100 metres in a pool, that's a 25 metre pool or a 50 metre pool, and maybe up to, say, 200-300 metres, something like that, that's either breaststroke or front crawl.
John says many people choose the organised holidays because the professional guides can help you improve your swimming skills.
We will film guests both above and below the water. We have an underwater camera and we play it back and advise individuals, guests, on improving the quality of their stroke.
The camaraderie of being part of a group makes a swimming holiday experience a bit different.
The encouragement is there, and it's not a race, it's not bravado, it's just having a great time.
John says that going on an organised trip means swimmers can enjoy the natural environment, knowing safety issues are in hand.
Swim guides are qualified beach lifeguards, first aiders.
Looking at some of the places you arrange trips to, John, you've got Lanzarote, you've got Thailand, you've got the Maldives, and you've also got the Arctic Circle. How popular is that compared to the other trips?
Well, I think the best way of describing the Arctic Circle, it is the most extraordinary location. It's what I call frontier swimming. The Fotan Islands in southern Norway is the same temperature as the west coast of England. So that's Cornwall all the way up through to the west coast of Scotland, up to the Hebrides, as it has this all to do with the Gulf Stream.
Dewi Winkle has led swimming holidays all over the world and now co-arranges a sea swim event on the Isles of Scilly. Which places stand out for you?
I'd go at one extreme, which would be the cold water in somewhere like the Isles of Scilly, which is 13 or 14 degrees. And a beautiful venue. And then cold water again is the Inner Hebrides, where I worked as an open water swim guide there. And I'd say in terms of the marine wildlife, that was just the most incredible experience, swimming with porpoises, mink whales, seals, basking sharks. So really it's not quite on our doorstep for most people, but that's in UK waters, so that's wonderful. And then on the other extreme, going to somewhere where the water's up to sort of 25 degrees, somewhere like the Caribbean, the British Virgin Islands, where I've guided as well, where the underwater marine life is absolutely incredible, clarity of the water. Very different locations. Europe's obviously got a lot to offer. Places like Turkey, Mallorca, Greece, the Cyclades, you know, there's loads of opportunities to swim in the Mediterranean. But like I say, obviously just making sure that people understand that there is always a danger with open water swimming and just to take precaution.
Do people do it because they want to see the landscape from a different level, or is it being close to marine life? Is it something that you hear time and time again?
Well, I think swimming and open water swimming more specifically is a really good pastime for people wanting that sort of social engagement. And I think that's how a lot of people start. They might go down to a local lake, local pond, or possibly in the sea, and they meet other people with the same expectations and people who are like-minded. And then from there, people then look at going further afield.
And for the holidays, how busy or developed is the swimming schedule? I mean, can you just go there and go for one swim and the rest of the time look around old churches wherever you go? Or are you expected to swim every day or a couple of times a day?
Well, there's always an agenda which people can follow, but it's very much people's holiday. So the company that I've worked for in the past and all of them that I'm aware of, just give people the opportunity to have safe and guided swims. Normally, a swim in the morning and a swim in the afternoon. And it ranges really from anything from a mile at each swim up to 3 or 4 miles, dependent on what people want. And the main thing about going abroad is to obviously swim somewhere different, see some different locations, and very much get a feel for the country that you're actually visiting, not just the swimming.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.